It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Schwing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indes.
All right, let's add on L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Grittick Electric and General Services, who we'll be talking about later in the show.
Yo, 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 Coach.
We got Eric in the house.
Pretty day on Main Street.
Gonna have a great guest again that Eric has gotten in. We're going to have Lee DeLeon, Deputy Director of Athletics and Executive Director of the RCAF with the UR Raging Cajuns.
Yes, sir. I'm excited to have Lee on this morning. Great guy. Can't wait to share his knowledge with the general public.
Absolutely. So, starting out, we're going to talk a little high school basketball in the second segment, but I want to get into a couple of different things here. I swore that I would never mention this name for you LSU fans out there. I would never mention this name again. It was like Mufasa. You can't say that. Or Moses. For anybody that saw the movie The Ten Commandments, when the Egyptians said you couldn't say the name Moses. Eric Gilbert.
Man.
Eric Gilbert. So I said it twice.
Yeah.
So this young man now.
Beetlejuice.
If I say it three times, my head will shrink. Or your head will shrink.
Pretty indecisive young man.
Yeah. I mean, this. Now, I did get some slightly inside info, and I stress the word slightly, that this could be a grade issue, that this could be in his movement. You know, everybody tends to forget that these guys do have to accumulate 24 hours of credit to be eligible to play their sports. It still is college. It's moving in a different direction, but it still is school.
Yeah, I mean, you just wish they'd slow down before they make announcements. Make sure you know what you're going to
do. Well, you know, now you have an instant press conference on Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate because he's building a bad name for himself.
Yes. So, and of course, everybody in the SEC is going to be lined up to get this guy because he's a major talent.
Him. Cajuns are looking for a tight end, man.
There you go, okay.
I take him.
Hey, let's call Coach Nathan and see what he's got going on. Well, anyway, so a lot of people think he's going to end up, I believe he's from Georgia.
He's from Georgia.
Yeah,
yes,
so
sir.
A lot of people think he's just going to end up in his home state. We'll see. So,
which makes sense because the initial reports last year were that he was homesick coaching, and you know, then he announces he's going to Florida, and I'm thinking, well, shh.
Yeah, you know. it's hard to put a thumb on that one.
Some Georgia school would have been at the top of the list if he was truly homesick.
Grade wise, he's got to leave school good standing. Period.
Yeah.
Statement.
You know, so it's
I know I left school in good standing. I don't know about you, Coach.
Look, you know, there's another thing. Now, I don't know if this equates to Gilbert's situation. But in my short stint in coaching in college, so let's say you got a guy that you really want to get rid of, okay? Because these scholarships are 1 year only. Everybody thinks four-year scholarship. Mm-hmm. These scholarships are renewed yearly. Now you got to be careful. You just can't back out of scholarships willy nilly because that's roadkill. That's going to tick off that guy's parents, tick off his high school coaches, tick off his whole community.
Right.
So that rarely happens. But when you do have a guy that you call him, his nickname is Can't Get Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got that guy, and you really want him out. The talk in the coach's office or in the academic office is okay. When we get rid of him, he needs to be eligible. Because if you get rid of an ineligible guy, you lose a scholarship.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. There's all these little rules in there. And you lose his scholarship for as long as he was supposed to be on scholarship.
Wow.
So you say, oh, that's a 1-for-2. So we lose 1-for-2 years. So there's all kind of academic, ins and outs that people don't realize. Moving on, NFL football. Always got to throw in some football in there. We kid. J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Is now a Cardinal.
Yeah, that's a surprising move. I mean, I know I was surprised. I understand the move. I think
kind of expecting him maybe to go to more of a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, but I mean, I tell you what, the Cardinals are up and comer. They put a lot of faith in this Murray guy, Kyler Murray. He's a stud.
No doubt.
Got some good pieces to the puzzle.
And did make the playoffs this year, if I'm correct.
Yeah, they did.
And of course, Murray is a...
Got a young, energetic coach. I think the culture there is ripe.
And, you know, the other thing is, and we talk about free agency and the fairness, unfairness, you know, relative to Buffalo and Miami and L.A., Phoenix is a cool place to live.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I know it gets really hot, but Phoenix is a – it's
– Pittsburgh or Arizona. Most people would settle in Arizona.
Clean air. I know a lot of folks that – if they have asthma or all kind of different, you know, breathing deficiency, go to Arizona. That nice, dry, clean air.
A lot going on, though, Coach.
And J.J. Watt, great guy. A guy that Houston is going to miss. He was a great, he pushed Houston. He was always there for Houston. A great philanthropist. Has just done a lot of great things and a great guy. So
no, I think your locker room will benefit from a guy like that in addition to what he brings on the field. Can't go wrong with someone.
There we
go. Of his energy.
Now, the three of us, I want to get into this. Article in the paper, it just got me thinking about it even more. So the whole Saints quarterback situation. We talked about the possibility of Russell Wilson the other day. I don't know if that's just a pipe dream. But let's talk scenarios. Scenario A, and I'm going to ask you two what your opinion is when I'm done. Scenario A. Would you pick Drew comes back? Okay, that's A. B, Drew doesn't come back, and you make Taysom Hill your quarterback. C, Drew doesn't come back. You make Jameis your quarterback with Taysom Hill still in the role that he was for Drew Brees. Or D, just go get somebody else. Just flat out sell the farm and go get somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with you, Eric.
It's amazing how this topic has become almost controversial. You know, people have strong opinions. On the Saints, obviously, in addition to Drew Brees, I go back and forth. I love Drew. I love what he brings to the table. I think more than what he brings on the field is the things he brings to the locker room. If you want to build a championship, you want someone like Drew in your locker room. So if he decides to come back, I'm going to take him, but he needs to take a pay cut. I think he's going to have to come on a smaller annual salary to free up some spaces. If we're going to do this one more time, you need to bend a little bit to make this happen.
Turbo, what you think?
I'm an E-man myself. I think he needs to move on. The Saints need to look for something else.
Okay, so you're look for something else.
He's D.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was D.
That was D.
Why are you jumping letters with me, Turbo?
I'm just to confuse you.
Whenever I took your class, Coach.
The guy can remember stuff. And they always say long-term and short-term memory. Two totally different things.
Yeah, I can't tell you.
I just always circle C.
Turbo can't tell you what sweater he's
wearing.
Multiple
choice,
top he's
Coach,
wearing right
just
now.
Circle C.
The Saints need to move on. It's time. Because another year, I hate to say it like this, Drew's come close, but that big cigar is always available.
Well, my question with Drew, is he physically capable of coming back?
Well, right.
Because if he, the way these guys take care of themselves now, he's not a typical 40-plus-year-old.
No, I mean, look, Tom Brady just proved the formula works if you're healthy.
I just don't know. The Drew Brees that played quarterback in the playoff loss against Tampa Bay, I don't want that Drew Brees.
He's got to come
back. I definitely don't want that Drew Brees. I mean, there was also, and this discussion happened before the show evolved, about did he come back in the team's best interest? Was it selfish of Drew Brees to come back, which I don't think so. I think the guy really thought he could compete at a high level.
Well, I mean, look, Coach, it is selfish. I mean, the guy's a competitor. Yeah. He wants to be on the field.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
part of it.
Yeah,
I mean, I agree.
You know,
it's such an arguable point because you do get the fan side. Well, if he wasn't 100%, if he was only functioning at 75%, why the heck did he put himself out there? But then the competitor in you, because if you're a competitor, you are selfish.
Yeah, absolutely.
It comes with the territory.
The player always thinks he can play.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so it's
a tough one. You know, but look, Coach, you made a good point. If he's healthy is the key. He has to be healthy. And you and I may not ever know that, you know, what healthy is to him.
Yeah.
His healthy now may be different than his healthy 10 years ago.
Now, talking to a couple of people somewhat in the know.
We're going to get Peyton on here. That's my next quest, to get Sean Peyton on the Bayou Sports Show.
So talking to Nelson Stewart, who is at Newman. Now, I did think, I said the other day on the show that Drew's kids are at Newman. No, they're not. he actually every year after the season pulls them and they go to California. He would always live in California in the offseason.
San Diego, he still maintains a home there.
Correct, correct. And that's where Tiger Woods was going to meet. He was going to meet him and Justin Herbert.
Yep.
when he got in the wreck. So, but Nelson swears Drew's done. Kevin Foote swears that Drew's done. I heard him on his radio show the other day.
I go back to Coach. Everybody wants the backup quarterback until he gets in the game and throws three picks.
Yeah.
And then what? So, and look, I like Taysom somewhat. I like Jameis somewhat. But, you know, we just haven't seen enough of them in the black and gold to see if they can win day in and day out.
Yeah. I just, Drew, I just don't, like I said, I don't think he's coming back. Okay, so Kevin Foote mentioned the other day that he thinks there's something going on with the organization that it behooves the Saints that Drew hold off on whether he's coming back or not. I don't know what that is. I don't know what the reasoning.
I think there's a time frame in which he has to. There's a bonus or some kind of salary inlay within the contract. Yeah.
And we got an attorney here, so he can talk. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd love to talk.
Sports
to
agent.
Hey. Well, I, you know, for a time there, I did dabble in it. I've got the application actually sitting on my desk to become a sports agent, and that's.
Should I have had you negotiate my contract with Kane 1240?
Yeah, you'd have been retired by now. That was it, Coach. That's it. Multifaceted.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of Eric has to say with regard to contract, it probably has something to do, but Mickey Loomis is too bright to let the, you know, one thing the Saints have done is great evaluations of players coming out of the draft, and that's where Pittsburgh did it back in the 70s and 80s. You know, they had great evaluators, and the Saints need to sit back and look and see what they're going to do. Now look, go back 20 years and see where the Saints were. You know, I mean, they were 7-9.
Oh, no. There's no doubt. And that's why the Sean Payton haters out there, I don't get it.
No,
I mean, I'm sorry that the grass is so easily greener on that other side, and there's no doubt whether it's due to luck, bad luck that is, or whatever, fate, whatever you want to call it, that the Saints, other than the one magical year of 2009, have underachieved in the playoffs. You can't argue that.
No.
That is an unarguable point. Relative to their regular season prowess, they have not gotten it done in the playoffs.
No, I mean,
we're talking about early in the playoffs.
That's a given.
We're talking about early. Not even getting to championship games in the playoffs.
Yeah, four straight losses. You know,
that
stings.
Yeah, it's tough, and it's tough for Saints fans. But again, there's so few. I mean, you just look at these organizations, the Jets. I mean,
look how long
it took the Browns to finally find a guy.
Yeah.
Along with the talent to get things going.
No, I mean, look at Phillip Rivers. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever made the Super Bowl.
No. There's no doubt that he did.
I don't even know if he ever made the championship.
I'm with you. So
it's going to be interesting.
We'll continue. It's another time to continue to discuss this and see what Drew does.
I really wish they could get the BYU quarterback, the kid coming out of BYU.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's like a Drew Brees protege. When I watch him play, he's a stud. But now he's going to go way up in the draft. But wishful thinking, I like the guy.
All right. So,
what's next, Coach? What's
next segment, we're going to talk a little. Some disappointing news last night.
Ball.
A little disappointing news last night for New Iberia basketball in general. We still do have some local folks still out there playing. But we lost two in the playoffs last night. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk a little Cajuns baseball. Game last night against an interstate rival from up north.
Yeah, those guys that put tomatoes in their gumbo.
Oh, Lord.
My goodness.
Lived there for a year.
Oh.
For a calendar year. Oh. Basically, it was an exact calendar year that I lived there. Oh, man, I loved my trip back.
Yeah, I would have negotiated you live somewhere else as well.
Honestly, I loved the town. I hated the food.
No, I mean, Cajuns baseball, they had, you know, the lump to LSU, but they're 7-2.
Yep.
Got a lot, a bright future. Team's looking
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no, and especially with the upcoming schedule, I think that they got a chance to get on a roll. So we'll be right back right here, 367-1240, Kane1240.com. Be back in a minute.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies, such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation has been keeping Acadiana strong and healthy since 2003. We have the highest level of trained and licensed physical therapists who will customize a treatment plan to get you results. Plus, the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device. And we provide optimum care with both state-of-the-art equipment and drug-free techniques like dry needling and blood flow restriction therapy. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street, or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenal Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusion.
$7,000 off!
Now that's a deal!
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
A plethora of basketball activity.
Plethora. That's plethora. A word I would use. Like that, Coach. Having fun, man. Look, let me tell you, before we get, thank you for inviting me to come on Bayou Sports, guys. I'm having a blast.
Well,
I'm loving it.
Well, you know you're always welcome. Love to have you on our typical Wednesdays, but anytime you want, you're welcome.
Gets my energy going,
that's
man.
That's it. Man,
I'm an energy guy.
Man shows up after his workout. He gets here. He's all jacked up.
I'm an energy guy. You know, I bring the energy, Coach.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Let's go, baby.
Okay, so, again, a plethora.
Plethora.
Of basketball activity. So, we'll start out with a negative. Coach Russ and Nish fell last night, 58-45 to North Shore. Eric, you were at the game.
Yeah, I was at the game.
A young man by the name of Cohen Robotham, a freshman.
What was it? You don't know his number, huh?
He was number
30.
Number 30.
Freshman?
16 points. You didn't know he was a freshman, did you?
No, he played like a senior. He was the man.
Yeah.
He ran that show. And I walked into the gym. The game had started probably a couple minutes into the game. And the gym last night at the Hive was rocking, but unfortunately for all the wrong reasons. North Shore brought two Greyhound buses full of students and parents, and it was rocking. It was an interesting atmosphere. I think that kind of set the tone for the game. I feel bad for my guys at Nish and Coach Russ. It was a tough loss. Things just weren't going their way. In addition to getting outplayed, the ball wasn't bouncing. They missed a lot of shots at the rim. But North Shore did a good job of taking away the three-point line.
Yeah.
Contested every shot.
Yeah.
Very aggressive team.
And, boy, we feel for Coach Russ. He's been such a great addition.
That's
He's
my
been,
guy,
been
man.
On the show several few times, and we certainly wish Nish the best. Westgate, another one, man. Just didn't see this one coming. 76-74 loss, which ends their season. That must have been a heck of a game.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't get much intel on that game.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at that score as well. Two good teams go down early.
Also Highland. This was more expected. Highland boys going against a juggernaut of a Riverside team. And Riverside wins that game handily. Now, St. Martinville on the good side beats Ville Platte. And actually, St. Martinville, if I remember correctly, was the lower seed.
Mm.
Ville Platte was either three. It was a 6-11, I think, and with St. Martinville being the 11. So St. Martinville takes that one. So they'll be moving on. Episcopal, Coach Jason Fothery right there. Episcopal of Acadiana. They easily take care of Claiborne Christian and will be moving on next week to Family Christian, playing Family Christian, who I believe, let's see, it was 3-6. So that'll be versus 2. So that should be the second seed because this is already in the semifinals. It's such a small bracket. Not many teams.
What about Catholic High? They play when?
That's my next one. Catholic High will play Newman coming up on Friday, and we will have Coach Josh Gilbo talking to us on Friday.
At Newman or is it?
Yeah, oh, it's at Newman.
It's at Newman. Okay.
It's number one seed Newman.
I got you.
And, of course, what makes that so cool is you got Randy Livingston, who knocked off a team that you remember. He's the head basketball coach.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I was at Mount Carmel, man.
Yep.
I mean, Coach, I was bringing the energy.
I was there myself.
What year was that, Coach? 93.
Right at 93. And Turbo saying yes, and he remembers that.
Yeah.
So I trust
Zach
Blanchard his brain
was
like
going tat for tat with Randy Livingston, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, so good old times there.
Zach Blanchard.
Oh, yeah. He could play.
Zach Blanchard was the pistol on that team.
Well, yeah.
He could play.
Yeah.
I got a quick story about Zach Blanchard. So when Zach Blanchard was a freshman, as you remember, Eric, I was coaching at Catholic High.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Zach was talking a little smack to me at basketball practice one day. I was the only year I ever coached basketball in my career. I was a freshman coach, helped Coach Gallagher a little bit. Zach's talking smack. So I take him in one-on-one, and I beat the brakes off of him. Okay, he's a freshman now.
I don't remember that.
I beat the brakes off of him. I got him pretty good, you know, just out-physicaled him, you know. Fast forward a year later, and I watch this kid grow 4 inches, and I just watched him just blossom into an. I watch what he's doing, and I want to say it's at a. But it may have been at the alumni basketball. He's like, Coach, I want a rematch. I go,
No, man. Yeah, he was.
Nope. Not going to happen. I don't think I could have gotten a shot off on that guy.
Yeah, he's a good dear friend of mine. Been knowing him since we were young, young kids. And he's still got some serious athletic ability.
The one I remember is the week before Newman, and I think I'm correct to say this, in Nish's gym, they were playing a team named Pine. And Catholic High got down darn near 30 points. Pine started emptying the bench early in the third quarter. And before you know it, Catholic High comes back and makes it like a 16-point game.
Wow.
And Pine starts bringing the starters back on, and guess what? It was too late. The momentum had changed, and Catholic High ended up winning that game. And Zach just went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically at the end of the game, Zach just said, everybody get out of my way,
yeah,
okay,
no,
and let me win this thing.
He was a great athlete. He could have picked his sport. Obviously played tennis at LSU and was highly ranked in doubles in the nation.
So we'll continue. And now tomorrow – it's the big one, Highland Baptist, Carol Sensley. She will be on the show tomorrow morning. Highland Baptist in the finals against Ouachita Christian. It was the first Final Four appearance in school history. Now it's the first finals appearance, of course, in school history. Playing a great Ouachita Christian team. But, you know, we'll see. I really think Highland's girls, man, I think
they're
they
on
got
the
it. Talking to Coach Russ yesterday, how excited he was for them. Excited for that program, and we'll have Coach Sensley on. Before the break, let's talk a little Cajuns football.
Yeah.
Just released the schedule for next year. Now, for those of you, I mean, you should remember this because this was just a few years back. I love the way athletic directors – at Group of Five conferences now are not forcing schools like Louisiana Tech, UL, name them, mm-hmm. to play three
right.
juggernaut football teams.
Yeah.
to start your schedule.
Yep.
Okay. When we started at Louisiana Tech, first thing Coach Dooley did, went in to Mr. Oaks. His name was Jim Oaks, the athletic director. And we had Cal, okay, Deshaun Jackson Cal.
Yep.
We had LSU, and we had Ole Miss.
Oh, man.
Okay. First five games of the year. How are you supposed to build a program when you have to take on all those guys early like that? And, of course, it was because of money.
Right.
And it's because of – I'm going to go out and throw it out there. It's something like people don't like to talk. It's because of Title IX. Mm-hmm. Okay, Title IX has forced football to cover the bill of so many of these non-revenue sports. Because for every athlete you have as a male, you have to have as a female. And I'm not arguing the whole Title IX. I'm not arguing that. All I'm saying is that it's the fact that football now has to foot the bill for all of these other sports. Okay, that's what killed college wrestling was Title IX, because there was too many male athletes. They had to even it out. Actually, it was great for girls' soccer.
You know, look, I look at UL's schedule versus schedules in the past, and it's a lot easier to digest the Power Fives on the schedule now because we got a shot of beating them.
Exactly.
Versus years past. So, like Texas, it's circled on the calendar.
Yep.
Those games used to not be circled.
Absolutely. Because
right?
we feel like going in, hey, we jumped that Iowa State hurdle.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a big game for the Cajuns. I mean, if they knock off Texas first game of the year, you're looking at between the top.
Now you're looking at that whole goal of trying to make it to the playoffs.
New Year's Bowl.
Yeah. You know, you got Texas coming out to shoot. Okay, new coach, Coach Sark. Okay.
That's right, Sarkisian.
Yeah, Coach Sark is I'm keeping up a lot with what Texas is.
Saban disciple.
Texas has a full court press going on with Little Arch Manning. Now, of course, Little Arch is just going to be a junior next year. They really feel like they can get him. The people in New Orleans feel like they can get him, just because it's a little different. You got Walker Howard going to LSU, which is Little Arch going to want to follow Walker Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Who Walker Howard just got raised to a 5-star again. What all those stars mean, I don't know. But I'm just telling you, Walker Howard might be the best high school quarterback I've ever seen.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Did you know I threw the ball a little bit?
Oh, okay. Ooh, I'll give you the basketball. I'll give you the basketball talk.
Yeah, in the Packers Black Football League.
That ball was underdeflated, too.
I think that ball was called Nerf.
I had a little more prowess on the basketball court. There's no question about it.
Eric can cross you over. Eric can cross you over.
That's a bold statement, though, Coach. That he's one of the best quarterbacks
I've
ever seen.
He's one of the best I've ever seen. Okay,
but it's going to be interesting.
So,
who's next on the list?
We got Texas, Nichols, Ohio, Georgia Southern, mm-hmm. South Al, App State. We rested that demon.
You know who's not on that list?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Arkansas State, Texas State, Georgia State, Troy, Liberty. Now Liberty.
Liberty's good. They were Liberty's, ranked, highly ranked.
You know, excellent team. UL Monroe.
Hugh Freeze.
But no Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, that's amazing. I don't understand that.
Yeah. And of course they're you know, one is the Western Division, the other is the Eastern Division. But hopefully that game, that rematch will happen in the Sun Belt Conference Championship if things work out
right.
The way, of course, with injuries and whatnot, you never know.
Let's hope
Levi Lewis coming back is huge for the Cajuns.
Let's hope that the COVID restrictions continue to decrease. We're looking at football stadiums full capacity come September. I know that Texas game is going to be rocking. I know there's a large group of Cajun fans trying to make it down there to Austin because that's a game that's going to be hopefully one for the ages.
Yes, no doubt. And, again, so you go – the Cajuns have had two tremendous years. You go back to 2 years ago when the crowds were allowed. Of course, this was prior to COVID. One thing that really hurt the Cajuns that year and it was LSU.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
LSU was in the – I mean,
yeah.
they were the greatest show on turf. Right. It was – I mean, even if you weren't an LSU fan, I'm watching Joe Burrow. Even if you were a Cajuns fan, it was hard not to watch LSU.
It was
they
ironic.
They were just freakish.
UL's having their best year in the history
and
of the
And it went
and
so
LSU
unnoticed relative to LSU, and it was a shame.
Yeah.
Well, then you fast forward to last year and COVID. Okay, mm-hmm. So now – they're having this unbelievable year. LSU's really relatively bad, okay?
Yeah.
And Now COVID. So I'm hoping next year for the Cajuns is that year that it's not only the breakout. Well, it's not going to be a breakout because they've already shown that they can beat the brakes off everybody. It's where the fans jump in,
and
we can start packing Cajun Field.
You know, they've had to rebuild the brand over the last couple of years. There's no question about it. And Lee can allude to some of the what the RCAF has to do as far as playing into rebuilding the fan base. And we could talk about this for a long time, but there's so many years of suffering and agony as a Cajuns fan. So people have left the program. There's no question about it. And so in addition to what we do at the RCAF, we're trying to rebuild and invite people back. And that's a process. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yep.
It doesn't happen for any program overnight.
Yep. So, real exciting. Well, we had a gentleman just walk in the house that we're going to talk to after the break, Mr. Eric Finske, a neighbor of mine down the street right there.
And he can throw the ball.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about Eric and what he's doing with the youth, mainly baseball, but it throwing in general. We're going to talk about a gentleman by the name of Tom House, who is considered the father of modern pitching mechanics. Yeah, Eric, I did do my homework.
You didn't know who he was.
So we're going to talk about that and a few other things. Again, we're going to have Lee DeLeon coming back in the last segment, and we'll be right back here at 367-1240 on Bayou Sports.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Gene and Bubba. Friday, the 80s Experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and No Bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in Newberry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
We're back right here at 367-1240. Welcome, Eric. How you doing?
Oh, great, man. Thanks for having me.
So, of course, here on Bayou Sports, we talk about a lot of things. We talk about some major national news, but we're always looking for stories that affect the Bayou area, especially the youth of Bayou area. And this gentleman right here who lives right down the street from me, Eric Finsky, not a native of New Iberia.
That's correct.
Yeah. Originally, where are you from?
Born in Texas, grew up in Las Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
And my wife's from Nebraska. So.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I don't know what they were pitching in Vegas.
All right. So, Eric has really, you know, come on and has been a huge part of youth baseball. Now, I know your son, and, you know, we're not here just to, you know, to talk, of course, but I got to throw it out there. Your son is a heck of an athlete.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, I watched this young man on the golf course when COVID started, and I watched him out there pretty much teach himself how to play golf.
That's the beauty of it. He's no dad, no instruction.
No. This young man went out there. And
he's out there every day.
And it's like, I want to go tell Eric, hey, Eric, tell him to hang up the baseball. This kid might be a pro.
Wait, golfer. I got to leave this interview.
So I'm just telling you, it's amazing. And just he's got a beautiful golf swing. But that's not what we're here to talk about. But so Eric has brought with him a belief, a system that is called it's the Tom House system. Tom House considered the father of modern pitching mechanics. And let us know how you got involved with that.
And I'm going to start off with throwing out a shout to the great Bo Boyer, who, if he didn't call me 5 years ago and say, have I ever heard of Tom House, I wouldn't be sitting here. So both our sons are 9 years old, and he called me out of the blue and said, hey, you ever heard of Tom? I said, I've heard of him, but didn't know anything about him. So kind of on a whim, we drove 5 hours to the Woodlands, Texas, and went to my first Tom House clinic. And that weekend, I learned 1,000 things, but three things kind of stuck out in general. And those three things are what I introduce. Every clinic I do, I say these same things. So on Friday night, Tom did a three-hour lecture on science and sports. And 2 minutes into that lecture, he looked out at the crowd and said, a couple million years ago, one of our distant ancestors picked up a rock, threw it at a rabbit, hit the rabbit, ate well that night, and we've been throwing ever since. Okay, now a lot of people were like, you know, but my ears opened up because I had never heard that throwing overhand was natural. When I was growing up, it was the wisdom was that throwing overhand is not natural, and that's why a lot of kids get hurt. And here's this guy saying that it's not only natural, it's really why we're here. Okay, so that stuck with me. The second thing was, over the next 2 days, my son, who is nine, ages eight through college guys, got about 800 throwing reps in 2 days at maximum intensity. All right, and now they didn't release a ball very often. And they didn't throw to a target or a catcher, just into a screen if they released. And most of the time, they just held onto a towel or their glove. But that blew me away because kids go pitch 120 pitches on a mound and they break. Okay, so 800 pitches at maximum intensity, and my son wasn't sore Monday.
Wow.
All right, so that stuck with me. And then the third thing about that weekend was everything I learned from him was either brand new or about the opposite of what I had been taught growing up and what's being taught right now by 98% of coaches. All right, so I came back and I said, these guys are either crazy or the rest of us have some learning.
Or genius.
Or the GOAT. That's right.
Yeah.
So I spent about 6 months peppering who had become my mentor, Dean Doxakis in Houston, with questions. Literally thousands of questions. Every answer I got made perfect sense. So the next time they're within 5 hours from here, I'm going back. And I never intended to be a coach. Never wanted to be. I didn't even want to coach my sons, help Craig Kaye with our travel team. But I just had to go back and find out more about these guys. So for a couple of years, I just hung out with them whenever they were around. And eventually they said, you're in it for the right reasons. Join us. So that's the story. So I just want to get the best information in the world to as many parents and kids as possible.
What sets it apart as far as, okay, the way I learned to throw, the different ways? Can you give us a couple of key elements?
Yeah, scale it down.
That just makes it different.
Okay, I'll tell you what Tom would tell you. 40 years of his research broken down into a Cliff Note version is this. Keep your eyes level, at release.
Keep your glove in front of you. Now, there's things called false conventional wisdoms that coaches have been teaching forever. Don't throw sidearm. Okay, well, we believe if your eyes are level, that's your natural arm slot. But let me get back to the eyes level, glove in front. You don't tuck it. You keep it in front of you. Drag your back foot and go as fast as you can.
From what I've read, and since we started talking about a week ago to set this thing up, so I've read a little bit, one of the things that hit me, because, of course, everyone loves to be affirmed, right? Everybody loves their beliefs to be affirmed. I have watched college coaches, even NFL coaches, try to change throwing motions of quarterbacks. And now, what people need to understand, Tom House's, this reaches over. He also trains how many NFL quarterbacks?
I believe this year was 23 of the 32 starters.
Okay.
So you're trying to change the arm slot?
You're not trying to change. You're saying leave a guy. So that's where I'm getting at. Build mechanics around the natural arm action.
That's right.
And that affirmed everything that I believe in, because I'm going to go back and call out one of the greatest athletes to ever come out of Catholic High, who was just there 2 years ago, Trey Amos. Trey Amos had the ugliest throwing motion you've ever seen as a quarterback, okay? As far as a starting quarterback for me over all those years. And the first thing you want to do is just teach him all over again,
right?
And I didn't do that. I said, you know what? This is what he's got. He's got a cannon. This kid behind his back could throw a spiral 50 yards. Behind his back. Okay? So I'm like, no, I'm going to work with what he's got. And ended up throwing. I mean, people would say, if they saw him as a sophomore, to say he was going to throw for 1,500 yards his senior year, they'd be like, oh, you're joking. Mm-hmm. So that one hit me. And the eye level, that stuff does make sense.
And the amazing thing is this stuff is so simple. As he explains it, he takes complicated subjects and breaks it down to very, very simple, easy to teach things. So if their eyes are level, that's their natural arm slot.
Yeah, and look, I see you, Eric, working with the kids on the baseball team before and after games, before and after practices. You know, I didn't grow up a baseball guy. You know, so just watching what you're doing with them is very interesting. I have to commend you for the time you're putting into the youth of Iberia Parish. I think it's great that you're sharing that type of knowledge, because myself, I thought the injuries to the elbows, to the arms of these kids was just overuse, unnatural, throwing overhead, like you talked about. Mm-hmm. So you're changing the perception, I think, one kid at a time and teaching them the right way to do things.
Kids throw too little during the year and pitch too much on a mound. The only unnatural thing about throwing is the mound.
That's what you told me the other day.
That's right.
It's the angle coming off the
mound. It's to slow your arm down on a slope is really hard on the backside at your decelerators. So, you know, again, going back, we're designed to throw all the time. All the time on flat ground. But it's once you get on the mound, that's when the overuse
that makes comes sense.
Into play.
I've never heard it put that way.
Yeah.
That's right.
Eric told me that Saturday at the baseball field.
Right.
And it makes sense.
Yeah.
Is it the coming down angle of the arm?
It's straining. You throw harder on a mound, but it's harder for your body to slow your arm down in deceleration. So that's where the stress comes on the backside.
Tell me if I'm correct here in the little bit that I've read. Early on, first of all, House, he does promote throwing hard. Okay, let a guy get out there and throw hard.
Absolutely.
And it's more about the process than results. Am I correct?
You nailed it. Going a little deep in that, and say on a pitching lesson for me, they might get 150 reps, maybe go to the mound for 10 after that, and they never throw to a target.
Yeah.
You just, it's all about... The millisecond a kid tries to aim and hit a target, his nervous system and his muscles slow down to try to hit that target. Mm. So our drills, we want them flying, nervous system on fire, worrying about the important things, eyes level, glove in front, not the result. And if you do that a few thousand times, it translates to the mound one day.
And what's funny is that you throw the term goat out there, you know, with your guy. And this really has nothing to do with the other, but it does have something to do with the other. That's the whole Nick Saban belief. Now, it has got Nick Saban is more of a philosophical it's about the process. It's not about the result. This is mechanical.
Literally.
Yeah. This is pure mechanics relative to philosophy. But it's the same thing.
Right.
It's all about the process. It's not about the result. Eventually, the result is going to come.
That's right.
Due to the process.
That's right. Trust the process.
And some of this got highlighted this past year, or maybe the year prior, with Dak Prescott doing the hip warm-ups pregame. Yeah. You know, it became a national viral video, so
right.
to speak. But that's some of the things that you would teach, correct, Eric?
He got that from Tom.
Yeah.
That's part of our warm-up. Your son does it every game.
I know. I've seen
it. They like that one. Yeah. They laugh at that one.
And then Tom Brady also is a Tom House disciple as well.
And Drew Brees.
Well, of course, if you see a kid – or an adult walking around in a touchdown. So they look like they're making a touchdown signal with pretty much their elbows and arms at 90 degrees.
Out front of their chest.
Okay, out front of their chest. And you see them flapping. Okay? If you're driving by Kane Radio right now, you see Coach Indes flapping. That's a Tom House deal.
It absolutely is.
Yeah. That's a Tom House deal.
It is.
Okay.
What's Tom House's theory on 10-year-olds throwing curveballs?
He likes to say he'll teach a 5-year-old how to throw a curveball. It's if you throw it right, and I can teach an 8-year-old in 1 minute. Their hand has to be big enough to cut the baseball in half with their thumb and middle finger. If they can do that, all you do is bury it, squeeze it, and throw it as hard as you can at this angle, and it's less stress on the arm than any other pitch.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that goes against everything I've ever known.
Yeah, you always hear, 12-year-olds shouldn't be throwing curveballs. It's going to tear up their arm.
That's right. It's okay. Improperly taught curveballs.
Okay. Improperly warming up and
you nailed it.
Call it after the game.
But recovery.
Recovery.
Yeah, kids are breaking in high school because of the way they've warmed up, been taught mechanics, and not recovering since they were in T-ball.
This is great stuff. Yeah. Eric, number one, before you give us the information on how somebody can get in touch with you and how they can be a part of this, is I'm all about passion. And anybody that's passionate about something that's positive,
you know,
we're not talking serial killing or anything.
Never.
But I appreciate passion, and I can feel the passion that you have for this. And you know, whether somebody wants to agree, disagree, I tell you, you sold me during this slot right here.
The proof is in the pudding. I mean, look at the guys following Tom
House. Whether it's in the next few months or whether it's several months from now, we'd love to have you back. Hear some more about this. Maybe go deeper.
Absolutely.
Into
take some questions from people.
Absolutely. Deeper what we've talked about. And but go ahead and let our listeners out there know if they want to get involved in this system, if they want to learn this for their kids, you know, to help them be better prepared, less injury, all these things. What do they need to do?
Well, the first thing, just do their own research. Okay, we're all over social media for the first time in history. Okay, Tom never really promoted himself at all. But now we're trying to get the information to every parent on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So nationalpitching.com is our website. If they're on Twitter or any kind of social media, try to find Tom House's information. And they're putting out tweets and free information every day. Follow me I'm Eric Finsky, New Iberia. Every time you see a video of Tom, that's my elbow next to him, videoing him.
Yeah.
For some reason, I started videoing everything every time I was with him. And now it's paying off because people are getting to see him talk about these things. So that's the first way to go. And then my email address is Coach Eric, E-R-I-C, F like Finsky, at yahoo.com. My cell number is 337-277-7438.
Let's give a little plug. Where are you giving most of these lessons?
Beautiful Fame Fit.
That's right.
Yeah,
on Center Street.
Hey, that's where my wife goes.
Our guy on Center Street. He's got a couple indoor cages. I see Eric Finsky doing his work with those kids. You got a simulated mound in the building.
Which we don't use very often.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
It's great stuff, though, Eric. Thank you for coming on.
Well, yeah, we really appreciate you coming on. Like I said, this isn't going to be the last time. I wish you the greatest with all your endeavors with this. And because the bottom line is you're trying to help the youth of this area, and that's great.
And just one last thing, our functional strength, those things, it works for any rotational athlete. Anybody whose hips and shoulders separate, that's a volleyball player, that's a quarterback. Mm-hmm. All of that stuff is really good for
and you know
any
the
athlete.
Next time we talk, that's what I want to get into. I want to listen to how this correlates into other sports, because now you got me even more interested when you talk about the, you know, the arms and the hips separating and all that stuff. Because
loose hips, loose hips.
I just tell you, as long as I coach quarterbacks all my life, I never really got into mechanics. I was just a guy that, again, went with the natural. But I will say this: the smaller the implement, the more difficult it is.
It's okay, like when you're small, basketball shot.
Anybody ever try to throw a golf ball at somebody? You will, if you aren't warmed up, you will hurt your shoulder.
I don't typically throw golf balls at people, Coach.
I grew up on a golf course. We threw balls at each other all the time. And I tell you what, you want to screw up your shoulder or your elbow, throw a golf ball at somebody. So basically what I'm saying is the smaller the implement, the more stress there is on the joint. Am I correct?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know.
I just know, and maybe it's the warming up. But to me, it's easy. You got to warm up way longer to throw a baseball than you do a football.
You know, you are right in a certain extent, because throwing a football, a lot of guys who were hurt, let's say they hurt throwing a baseball or a golf ball, can throw a football with no pain.
Exactly,
and it kind of goes back to,
because you're just not
history.
Moving that fast. Your shoulder, your elbow, everything's not moving as fast because you got a bigger implement. You know.
Mm-hmm.
UL used to have a golf tournament that on a certain hole you got to throw. I guarantee you, more people had rotator cuff surgery. You had old men out there chunking a golf ball, and I'm like, they're going to hurt themselves. I mean, these people are going to hurt themselves. I'm like, UL's going to get sued because of all the rotator cuff surgeries and the elbow surgeries. Guys, yeah, I had Tommy John surgery because I was throwing a golf ball at Muni.
And, you know, I'll find that out, because that's the other great thing about this organization. I get questions every day that I can't answer sometimes, and I can call any one of these NPA coaches across the country, and I'll get that golf ball answer by the end of the day.
There you go. All right. I love it.
Yep. So, thank you so much for coming on,
Thank you again. Eric. Thank you again. So we're going to be right back with Lee DeLeon.
Yes, sir.
UL. Really excited to have him on the show, just as well we're excited to have Eric on the show and everybody that comes on. And right here, 367-1240, www.kane1240.com. We'll be back.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenal Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusion.
$7,000 off!
Now that's a deal!
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Kane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Kane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Kane Row and enjoy.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Gene and Bubba. Friday, the 80s Experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and No Bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in Newberry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com
or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back. And we are so excited to have the Deputy Director of Athletics and also the Executive Director of the RCAF. At one time was the youngest athletic director in the country.
In the country.
At Abilene Christian. Lee DeLeon, welcome to Bayou Sports.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good morning, Lee.
We're doing very well, Lee. This is Brent Indest over here. I'm the host of the show, but I've got Eric right here, and we're going to start with Eric and let him ask you a few questions, being that he is our resident Raging Cajun aficionado.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Lee. I appreciate you taking some time to come on air with us. Really excited to get you on with us to talk Raging Cajun athletics and just in general what the RCAF does for UL athletics. Coach Innes kind of took my thunder. I wanted to introduce you as a Notre Dame graduate, a sports management degree from Texas A&M. At one point, the youngest Division I athletic director in the country while at Abilene Christian for 4 years. Spent time at Purdue, New Mexico State, Arizona, and thankfully in 2019 was hired by UL to come in and be the deputy director of athletics, executive RCAF. Director of RCAF, and welcome to the show, Lee.
Man, it's an honor to be on with you guys. I was actually I teach a class here at UL, Introduction to Sport Management, and I got Trey Amos in my class, and we were talking yesterday. Coach, he wanted me to tell you hello, and he's excited that I'm on here as well.
That's awesome. Oh, I love me some Trey Amos now.
I tell you what, got a couple good kids from New Iberia right now playing for the Cajuns. You know, Lee, let's start. Just give us a snapshot. I know I did a little intro on your history, but how did you end up in Lafayette?
Yeah, you know, I'm from Houston, Texas, born and raised, and, fell in love with sports at a young age. You know, when I went to Notre Dame, I tried out for the soccer team. I got cut. I tried out for the football team as a kicker and got cut. And, you know, realized, look, I just want to be around it. I want to be involved with college athletics. And so I found out that you could do, you could have a career in athletic administration. And I was just blown away by the fact that I could get paid to be around coaches and athletes and go to games and hang out with donors and fans. And I was like, where do I sign? This sounds like perfect. And so, I graduated from Notre Dame in 2004 and went straight to get my master's in sport management at Texas A&M and graduated a year later. So since July of 2005, I've been working full-time in college athletics doing athletic administration, and I've loved every second of it. About every 3 to 4 years, I feel like God has called me and my family to move on to a new opportunity, and I've been blessed to get to live in some really cool places like Arizona and New Mexico and West Lafayette, Indiana. But, you know, when I was at Purdue, it was a little bit too far from home, a little bit too cold, and a little bit too far removed from the South and the kind of the culture that my family likes. And so we were looking to get back close to home and to be at a place with great fans and passionate supporters and near Texas, and this opportunity came about, and I got connected with Brian Maggard, and he recruited me for this position, and I got here in July of 2019, and I loved every second of it.
That's great, Lee. Just briefly explain to our listening audience what your role is with UL.
Sure.
And what you do on a daily basis since you've arrived in Lafayette.
Yeah, so Dr. Maggard, our athletic director, who just started his fifth year this week, he had his four-year anniversary and is now in year five, he has an executive team of four people, and we're all four of us are deputy athletic directors. I know that there's a lot of titles out there that are probably confusing to people, but let me do a quick summary. This is the kind of stuff I teach in my class, but there's assistant athletic directors, then there's associate athletic directors, then there's senior associate athletic directors, then there's deputy athletic directors, and then there's the AD, the one and only AD. And so Brian's the AD, and I'm one of the deputy ADs in the rung below him. And the whole athletics department, all the sports, all the units, all the departments funnel up through the four of us. And my units are the RCAF, which is the Raging Cajuns Athletic Foundation, which does development, or a.k.a. fundraising, for the athletics department at UL. We raise money for all 16 teams, all 400 student-athletes. We help pay for new facilities, coaches' salaries, nutrition, academic support, sports medicine, strength and conditioning, all those things that support our athletes and make their experience as good as it can be. Within the RCAF, we have major gifts, we have annual giving, we have premium seating, and we have special events. So all those are under my purview. And then as far as the teams, I get to oversee the golf team. Theo Sliman, another New Iberia guy. And
absolutely.
Yep.
They were super blessed to have here at UL. I get to work with him and the 10 golfers in our program. And so those are my duties, and it's such a great time to be a Raging Cajun. So much momentum that we have. And, it's not the best time to be a fundraiser with everything that's happened with the worldwide pandemic and the election and the social injustice and all that stuff has really negatively affected our fundraising efforts. But in a nutshell, Eric, I get to be in the people business. I build relationships. Mm-hmm. I get to love people. I feel like it's my job to try to make people feel special, make them feel good about the money that they choose to invest
right
in the athletics department, and get them, when they pull out their credit card or their checkbook, to give to the athletics department, that they feel good about it, that they're excited to write that check because they know that it's making an impact on student athletes' lives.
No, but you've said a lot of good things, Lee. The time is now. The momentum is here. It's been building over the last couple of years. We're ready to hit the ground running, continue to build up the RCAF. In that respect, give us a quick snapshot of where we are with the RCAF and what's the goal moving forward.
Yeah, so we have about 2,800 members of the RCAF, and a member is someone that donates just $50 or more per year to Raging Cajun Athletics, and they can give to anything. They can give to the golf program, they can give to the basketball program, they can give to what's called our annual fund, which is our top priority. That's the thing that most people give to, because that supports all of our teams and all of our programs. But if you give $50 or more per year to the athletics department at UL, you're automatically an RCAF member. You get exclusive benefits, you get exclusive access. And so what we're trying to do is get that number from, 2,800, probably closer to 5,000. We need people throughout Acadiana, whether you went to UL or not, whether you live in Lafayette or not, we're all Cajuns, man. And we need to support each other, and we need to support our student-athletes. And so it's my job and our team's job to increase the amount of people that give, and then to take the people that currently give and really convince them to invest more, because for us to continue the momentum that we have and take things to the next level, people have to step up in ways they've never stepped up before. So that's what we try to do on a daily basis, and man, we need as much support as we can get, especially from this period. That's been an unfortunate for us, and Eric, you and Ed have been helpful, and today at lunch will be my fourth trip down to New Iberia. I'm to lunch Calabria in downtown New Iberia, right?
Yeah, it's kind of breaking up a little bit, Lee.
Yeah, you're breaking up just a hair.
Uh-oh. Let me get back into my car here. I apologize for that.
Oh, no problem. We got.
So today at lunch, tell us what you're doing again.
I said I'm coming down to New Iberia and having lunch at Calabria.
All right.
In New Iberia. And this will be, I think, my fourth or fifth time down there. But we really want to tap into that area and get more involvement from the diehard Cajuns down there and all the UL alums in that area. But we've got to grow this thing, and I really appreciate the efforts you've already made being a member of our board. And that's one thing I'll say is that we have a board of directors of 25 people that love the Cajuns, and Eric is one of them and does a tremendous job on our board. But we are really looking to expand and really looking to grow, and that's where you guys can really help us.
Right. Real quick, the hot topic coming on the heels of this, I think the press conference was yesterday or the day prior, Lee, is the transitions with the COVID restrictions and attendance at sporting events. If you don't mind, if you have any information, you can touch on that for
sure.
us.
Sure, I do. So yesterday they came out and said, the governor said that we can go to 50% capacity at sporting venues. That does not change things immediately, because the biggest issue is not the percentage capacity. You know, we've been operating at 25% capacity, but the biggest issue is social distancing and the, you know, the 6 feet
right.
separation between our season ticket holders. And the main issue with that is the aisles. Because when people walk up and down the aisle, you have to have 6 feet separation before the first seat. So that, at baseball, for example, in Russo Park, the first three seats on every aisle have been killed.
Wow.
Because you have to have 6 feet of social distance. Well, now that's getting shrunk down to three instead of six, which is good, but I don't know if that's going to immediately lead to a bunch of tickets, because, you know, right now our first seat that we can sell and we can fill is seat four.
Wow.
So now they're telling us, you know, maybe it could go to seat three, but we're not going to sell a bunch of singles next to people that already have tickets. That would be weird, right?
Right.
And so, you know, we're just trying to figure out what that could look like. And we just got this news yesterday. I know our suite capacity was at 10 per suite, but now it can be 15. So that's good news there. But there's only 10 suites.
Yeah,
so
look,
that doesn't affect everybody.
You know, the calls I've been getting since baseball, well, through football season and baseball now, is, you know, Eric, why can't I get my season tickets? I've been a season ticket holder for 10 years. They've only issued an X amount of tickets, and my name wasn't pulled. And I try to tell people, look, UL wants you they want you in the stands. Unfortunately, who you need to be mad at is COVID. COVID has turned the sporting world upside down. And we're trying to
fire marshal.
And the fire marshal. And so, you know, I tell them, look, priority points, it is a ranking system. It's done across the country. It's not just at UL. There are ways to increase your ranking. We don't need to dive into all that. But it's not just randomly pick this individual and his family get season tickets. And so I just wanted to touch on that, because that's the calls I'm getting.
Well, let me use some nice round numbers to explain this. So our capacity at Russo Park, let's just round up, it's about 4,000 total capacity. The number of season ticket holders that we have is over 2,000 in a typical year. This year, with social distancing, our capacity is like 700.
Wow.
So think about that. And so what we did was we split the season in half, the red package and the white, or Vermilion and Blanc. And we tried to accommodate as many people as possible. But if you take 700 tickets, multiply it times two, because that's the for the two packages, that's only 1,400. And then we're talking about 2,000 plus season ticket holders. So how do you decide, of the 2,000 plus, who gets the 1,400 tickets? Well, you have to rank people. And you have to rank people in a fair and equitable and transparent way. So we have a priority point system. And we take, you know, there's 14 levels within the RCAF, from $50 a year, our lowest level, to $100,000 a year, our top level. And what we do is we rank people by points within each level. So if you're at the $10,000 level and there's 50 people at that level, we rank them 1 to 50. But if you're at the next level, you know, $25,000, you may have the least amount of priority points at the $25,000 level, but you're going to automatically be above everybody at the $10,000 level.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And so we have to have a ranking system, and the ranking system decides who gets tickets and who doesn't. And so for this year, I think people unknowingly assume that the RCAF and the investor ranking only helps the top people. For baseball, we got to rank 937.
Wow.
So, and the person that was ranked 937 is at the $300 total giving level for the year. So this person gave $300 to the RCAF, got baseball tickets this year.
Wow.
So it's not only for the elite, upper echelon, highest level, richest people. Like, it's not how it works. And I think that there's a little bit of a misconception out there.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, so, Lee, I'm embarrassed to say I'm a UL graduate. I've coached most of my life. I've gotten out of coaching just recently. And I am not a member of the RCAF.
You will be after today.
I will be by the end of the day today. Just tell me how.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, just tell me how. Tell me and all our listeners out there, what do we need to do to become a member of the RCAF?
I appreciate that. So you go to our website, myrcaf.org, and right there front and center, it'll say Invest Now. Mm-hmm. And we use that term strategically. We want people not to give or donate. We want them to invest because we feel like there is a return on this investment, which is impacting the lives of our student athletes. You click on invest now, it takes you to a website that the foundation runs for us, and you can give with, I think, two clicks. You just have to put in the amount, fill in your contact info, and hit give. And so it's very simple, very easy. If you have questions, you can call us. It's 851-RCAF, 851-RCAF. And those are the two quickest and easiest way to join. But it starts at $50 a year. It's tax deductible. Another thing that's a misconception out there, we're not a for-profit entity. We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization where just like you give to your church or the American Red Cross or Boys and Girls Club, it's the same thing when you give to the RCAF and make a contribution. So it goes to a good cause. It makes an impact on our student athletes, and it's a worthwhile investment.
One last question. Okay, sure. This one's going to be a tough one. It took me basically 2.5, almost 3 years to get Trey Amos just to to talk. Okay,
yeah, he doesn't talk much.
To have a general conversation. Have you made any headway relative to that endeavor?
You know, I did yesterday when we were talking about this radio show and talking about you, Coach. And then when he really lit up was when I was talking about Zion Hill and Peter and him being Catholic High guys. And then I brought up, he went to the next level when I brought up Zion's younger brother.
Yes.
And I said, I heard that kid's huge. And his eyes just lit up. He's like, man, this kid's enormous. He's going to be a stud.
Oh, Zion's brother,
and,
Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ted, Eric's dad, has sent me a picture of him. And so,
the pipeline has been open.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are going to UL.
You need to ask Trey. So, just to give you a little side note. So, I'm sitting in a teacher meeting, which, of course, anybody that's ever been involved, if you've been a coach and involved in a after-school teacher meeting, you literally want to just gouge your own eyes out, okay? And one of the teachers, Mark Musso's daughter, Miss Miguez, they were just showing teachers, okay, different things they're doing with kids. And there was a YouTube video that Trey had done about fooling with his hair. And he actually, he was charming, bright-eyed, just speaking so well and into the camera. And I'm looking at that, and I'm going, oh, my God, I failed as a coach. Because, of course, I felt like I had done a pretty good job developing him as an athlete. But I'm like, I got to get this kid to talk to me.
That's right. Yeah,
so I went in the locker room, and because I'm a physical guy, always, and I grabbed him, and I kind of pinned him up against the wall. He's like, whoa, what's up, coach? And I go, you mean you could do a video like that, and I can't get you to open up your mouth in the huddle? And he busted out laughing. So, Trey is, I'm telling you, in that Cajuns program right now. So, in my opinion, and it's a guy that I talked to yesterday on the phone, there's a gentleman by the name of Michael Newstrom that came before your time. Michael was actually the sheriff of Lafayette Parish. He is, in my opinion, the best athlete to ever graduate from Catholic High. Okay, he's wow. The best. Okay, and again, this is a big-time Lafayette guy after he left. But in my opinion, of the top 10, you've got three of them. And you know, it's hard to put Zion in that athletic, okay, because Zion is more of a lineman. So I'm talking skill guys, just pure athletes, multiple sports crossover. You've got three of the top 10, in my opinion, on your campus right now, and only two of them are playing because one of them's coaching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Michael Desimo, who in my opinion is right there in the top five, and then Trey Amos and Peter LeBlanc. Some of the best athletes to ever come out of all three of us right here. So we've got Tony Landry, we've got Eric.
I don't
Pike
know. I don't think you ever saw me play Benny basketball.
Okay,
coach.
I got to put up with this every Wednesday, Lee. The flavor and just recently the Cajuns have offered KK Reno. Mm-hmm. Who is another young man that I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that he commits to the Cajuns at some time. So we're fired up to have that not only Catholic High but New Iberia flavor, Bayou area flavor.
Let me give another quick plug to Danny Lewis Jr. at Westgate, tight end, who's been offered by the Cajuns.
Yes.
We're hoping also commit.
And at one time was a Catholic High student as well.
Yep, one of the top tight ends in the state.
Lee, we can't express to you enough how much we appreciate you coming on the show and giving us your time, because believe me, I know that
you know, just like I know you're in the money business, but sometimes giving time is more difficult than giving money. I think.
It's my pleasure, and I'm happy to do it, and let's do it again. I really enjoy getting out and meeting people in different parts of Louisiana, and I've really enjoyed my time in New Iberia. Eric had me come down to the Rotary Club there the other day, and you know, it's a great place with great people, and so let's make this the first, not the last time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you again, Lee. Look, before we let you go, I can't let you get off the phone without you talking briefly about your secondary cause, because I think it's very important as to who you are as a man and why I gravitate to you and think so highly of you. But it's the association ADs for Christ that you've started.
Touch on that if you don't mind.
I know our audience would appreciate that.
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah, you know, 4 years ago when I was the youngest AD in the country and I had no idea what the heck I was doing and I was completely overwhelmed, I relied on a lot of my faith and on a spiritual mentor of mine who was the AD at Auburn at the time named Jay Jacobs. And we used to have monthly phone calls where we would pray together, and he would give me advice and help me get through difficult situations. And we just said, you know what? Why don't we do this more broadly? And so we started this ministry for Christian athletic directors and aspiring athletic directors called ADs for Christ. And it's become a nonprofit 501c3. We have a board of directors. We have bylaws, and went from just me and Jay Jacobs and the AD at La Tech, former AD at La Tech, Tommy McClellan, who's now at Vanderbilt. And the three of us started this organization, and now it's up to 350 members, and we do an annual event in Nashville, Tennessee, and we've got donors, we've got sponsors. It's really just taken off because there was a huge need. I mean, you guys are aware of Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and there's other ministries at the collegiate level like Athletes in Action and stuff like that. There has never been any kind of ministry for Christian athletic directors, right? So there's this, you know, people pouring into coaches, people pouring into student athletes, but there's nobody that's pouring into the people in charge of the coaches and the student athletes. And so there was this gap, and God just put it on my heart to try to fill the gap. And it's really been an unbelievable blessing. And I just want to encourage anybody that's out there that wants to get in college athletics. It's a difficult field. It's really hard, but man, it's rewarding, and you get to impact lives. And I feel like God has given me a platform through college athletics to make an impact for Him. And I'm so grateful for that.
Thank you so much, Lee, man. We appreciate your time. I know you got a busy day.
And moving on, I just want to say that you have absolutely recruited at least one new member of the RCAF when we leave here.
That's it.
I'm going to call the wife and get the credit card ready to send that. And again, we love to have you today, and we look forward to having you in the future, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks so much, guys. Go Cajuns.
Go Cajuns.
Go Cajuns. All right.
What a great show.
Absolutely, and went a little overtime, but that's all right. Yeah. You know, when we've got a great guest on there, having Eric Finske and then following him up with Lee, just some really good stuff. Tomorrow, we're going to have the morning of the game. We're going to have Coach Carol Sensley.
Oh, wow, good.
Calling in the show to talk about her young ladies going up against Ouachita Christian, which I assume is going to be an epic battle. Ouachita, there are some common opponents. Highland beat Cedar Creek by 6-7 points. Actually had a pretty big lead early, and Cedar Creek chipped away at it. Ouachita Christian has played Cedar Creek twice. Actually kind of blew them out the first time. Second time, much closer game. So looking forward to talking to Coach along with discussing a few other things, but there's another guy I got to throw out there, and I'll be putting him on my Facebook page. A gentleman that I am just fired up to announce that he's coming on the show, Gary Joseph. For those of you that don't know Gary Joseph in the early 70s was a part of the infamous 1973 state champion Little League team that went on to St. Petersburg, Florida. Eventually lost to a Cal Ripken Jr.-led squad, nice. 8-5. Give my brother Joey a plug. He was a part of that team. Keith Waldman, a guy that I've been talking to, sent me the pictures that if you've seen. Johnny Hector was a part of that team, who, of course, Johnny eventually, we got him coming on the show. I'll beg, borrow, and steal to get Johnny on. A lot of folks that that eventually we will get on a show. I want to spread them out a little bit. Gary is currently, I'll know this certainly, but I believe he's the CFO for Palfinger, which is a worldwide company. Gary has done so well. He is what we want to talk about, somebody from the New Iberia area that has actually stayed in the New Iberia area but has done extremely well. Pitched for LSU, great pitcher for Nish, and Joe Jefferson was his high school coach. Faith Thurman. Okay, because Coach Jeff probably came after him.
That's correct.
Okay. So, Eric, appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was awesome.
Turbo, appreciate it. Thank you, Turbo. To Jeff Boggs and everybody that helped support the show. We will be back tomorrow right here, www.kane1240.com. Hey, just ask Alexa. Play Kane 1240.
Peace.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tesh.